Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason for the World Tour Taunton at the Taunton 10K at Blackbrook. And I'm with John Lewis. Hi, John.
Hi, Jason.
What's happening today?
Well, we've got the 30th annual 10K road race based here at Blackbrook. We've got 620 odd runners signed up for today, which probably means we'll have about 550 out there on the start. It's a glorious day, and it's, as you can see, it's not that far from the start, and we're getting busy. There's lots of runners appearing.
You are. Why put on the Taunton 10K? What motivates you to do this?
Oh, this is all part of the Carnival Committee strategy to raise money. We put on the marathon and this race so that any surplus that we take, we use to fund the carnival in 3 weeks' time, so that we can give away everything we collect on carnival night.
And give away you do. The carnival raises great money for charity, doesn't it, every year?
We do our best, yeah. This year we're supporting Stand Against Violence.
Now, carnival's not far away. We'll come back to that because I can talk to you about some of the carnival stuff. But Taunton 10K, very popular for runners.
It is very popular. I would say that something like 80% of the runners are really local. It's Taunton. There's something like 98 runners signed up from Taunton Running Club today. There's another couple of dozen from Taunton Athletic Club and 30 or 40 from Running Forever.
Now, loads of volunteers are required. How many people are helping you today?
Well, we've got two guide troops out, Garmington and Blackbrook, doing water stations. We've got lots of individuals out around the course. There must be a couple of dozen marshals out around there. There are something like 25 people here at race headquarters doing start and finish. You can see we've got runners queuing up now to get their numbers, and we're checking their emergency contact numbers in case there's anything unfortunate out on the course. We've got St John here, an ambulance here, and an ambulance halfway around the course, but hopefully they will not be needed.
No, definitely not. Now, the runners are very important. They support you every year with a marathon and 10K. Which do you prefer, marathon or 10K?
I'm not a runner. I'm an organiser.
Which do you prefer organising? I think I might have the answer to this one. It might be the 10K because it's slightly smaller.
Yeah, this one is easier to organise. The marathon is no less fun. It's just a bit more complicated.
Yes, indeed. And we love both events and we're pleased to be supporting them. Now, Taunton 10K, entries fill up very quickly. When do entries open for this event?
Because it fills up very quickly, we actually don't open them until 8 to 9 weeks before the race. We're not quite full this year. Okay, that's fine. There is apparently a race in Bristol,
Yeah.
But, you know, we're happy. We've got a lot of first-time runners here. We've got a lot of people who've come back every year.
Now, move very quickly on to carnival, if I may. What's the one thing you want from carnival this year?
Dry weather and lots of money. I know that's two things.
Are you allowed two things? Can people volunteer for the carnival? Because people say they love to give back to the community. How could they help you as the carnival committee run Taunton Carnival?
We are always looking for help on the day, and especially in the evening. If anybody does feel they can give up 2 or 3 hours in the evening, then they can contact me on 01823 283892. They can come in via the carnival website, or I certainly expect if they contact Tone FM, you'll pass their details on.
We certainly will. There's things going on in the daytime. I'm not sure I can give out too many details because Marilyn might tell me off, but there's activities during the day as well for carnival this year.
Yes, we're occupying Castle Green and Goodland Gardens this year, and in an attempt to get youngsters involved, we're running an animal mask competition in conjunction with the museum.
Oh, wow.
Children can go into the museum from 10:30 in the morning, make their masks, do what they want around town, and then at 2 o'clock we're collecting them all together. We'll do a little parade from the museum into Castle Green, and the mayor will do some judging, and we'll have some prizes to give out.
Oh, brilliant. That sounds great fun. So if you want to get involved in that, make sure you're there. Carnival day, as in the daytime, at Castle Green and Goodland Gardens. Good luck for the race and the carnival.
Thank you very much.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason here for the World Tour Taunton at the Taunton 10K, of course, at Blackbrook Pavilion. And it's beginning to fill up with runners. And I caught up with a group of ladies who are busy pinning themselves together.
Hi.
Hello. What's your name?
Penny.
Right, Penny, you've been described as somebody that normally doesn't stop talking, so this is going to go well. And they're putting faces behind you. Why are you doing the Taunton 10K?
I'm not really sure, but we've done it with... I've worked with a group of ladies, the Pink Ladies, here. We started working together in late April on a This Girl Can Run campaign to get ourselves ready for the Race for Life in Taunton.
Wow.
So ended up being, I think, about 25, 30 Pink Ladies in all that ran. And then we decided to carry on and work towards the 10K. So here we are.
So a little bit of a different, because Race for Life, they say, isn't supposed to be a race. It's supposed to be kind of a great way of raising money for charity and, of course, cancer research. But this one's a little bit different. This is a bit more of a race.
No, not really. I'd just be glad to go around, to be fair.
You're not looking at it that way. You don't think it's a race.
Those two, I think it's a race. The competitiveness will come out in Audrey and Amy, but I just will be happy to get round today, I think.
I think that's what most people should do. I wouldn't even get over the start line, so congratulations for getting this far. And you'll be able to spot them because they're all in pink.
Thank you very much.
Pink for Race for Life, I'm guessing.
That was the aim of it, but yeah, now this is just our colours, the Pennies Pacers colours.
Okay, you need to shout out some names now then. So who's in your running group?
Okay, so we've got Nick, and we've got Lisa, Sue, and Tamsin, and then my other friends, Taunton Running Club, Amy and Audrey.
Your other friends?
My other friends.
Are they the ones that are going to race off and leave you behind?
Yeah, absolutely, them two.
They're not friends anymore, let's put it that way. Well, good luck for the Taunton 10K.
Thank you very much.
And I'm sure I'll see you at the finish line.
Yeah, I expect so, yeah.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason here for the World Tour of Taunton, and I'm here with Sharon from Taunton AC.
Good morning, everybody.
Now, tell me a little bit about Taunton AC and why are you here today? Obviously due to the running, I'm guessing.
Yes, we are. We've got a good team from Taunton AC here today. Everybody hoping to do well from the front end to the back end.
Now, I hear you have lots and lots of runners here today supporting your club.
We do, yes. We're very fortunate to have a big team, although there are some running in other places as well today. But they're all out there, all keen to run out in the sunshine.
Now, what's Taunton AC all about? What is it? Is it a club? Is it a group?
We're a club. We have a lot of juniors who do a lot of athletics, not only just the running, but the throwing and the jumping as well. We do have a few seniors do that, but the main of the seniors actually do the running, through from an elite endurance group right through to those who perhaps do over an hour for a 10K. So we do cater for everybody and all ages.
Now, if somebody's out running on their own and they want to push themselves a little bit harder and they want to join a group, your group is the one to join, I'm guessing.
Yes, yeah, we'd like to encourage absolutely anybody. We've got some very good coaches within the club who will be able to help you whether you want to do a sub 30 minute or an hour plus for a 10K and other distances.
So how do they get in touch with you? How do they find you as a club?
Well, we do have our own website, and they're very welcome to come down on a Tuesday night at 6:30 to the track outside of Castle School, and we can tell them all about the club and point them in the right direction.
Now, are you running today?
I'm running today, yes, I am.
Can I be rude and ask what sort of time you're looking for?
You're probably not asking the right person, because I had a big heart operation back in April. So I'm only just recovering, and I'm going to be looking at doing about an hour and 10 minutes as my first run back.
But doing a 10K after, you know, a heart issue, that shows how fit you are and how running is good for you, I'm guessing.
Yeah, absolutely. I was still running right up to my heart operation. I ran 5 miles on the morning of my operation, and now I'm back up to 7 miles again now. So getting around the course will be a challenge, but I'm aiming to do it without walking, and the only way is up now.
That's absolutely brilliant. Well, continued recovery in your health, and good luck on the Taunton 10K.
Thank you very much for your support.
Okay, Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason for the World Tour of Taunton. I keep having to pause because I keep going to introduce Craig. He is running today, not on radio. We're here at Blackbrook Leisure Centre, and as you can hear, the noise volume is raising because lots of runners are making it into registration and getting their numbers, including number 108, which is our very own Darren. He's struggling with his pins at the moment.
Do you know, this is the hardest job. I've done all the training and that's all been fine. The hardest job is putting the safety pins in because I keep stabbing myself.
He may not be on drive time next week because he might have an injury with a staple. Anyway, I caught up with Kevin. Kevin, what are you doing here?
Yeah, so I'm here to run the Taunton 10K, and I'm running it for Think Amy. So for the past couple of months, I've been training, doing about 5K every other day.
Commitment. That is commitment.
And raising money for, like I said, Think Amy. The reason why we're doing this is it costs around about £1,600 to put the signs on each end of the Blackbrook roundabouts. So I've gone out there, set myself a target of £750, which I'm pleased to say we've achieved. And then my workplace, Santander, they'll match fund that. So we've now raised the money for Think Amy to have the signs either end to carry on raising awareness for what they do.
Brilliant. So great work on your behalf for a great charity.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Can I ask, and sometimes I get into trouble asking this question, but what time are you hoping for? Some people don't want to tell me their time. Have you got an aim for a time?
I'd just like to make it round, but if I can do it in about, 1 hour, 10 minutes, I'll be quite happy with that.
Darren, I'm hoping you might be a bit quicker because we'll be off air by then. So what time are you looking for?
I was looking for about an hour.
Right, so we might be cutting into the news when you make it back.
Well, you know, these things happen, don't they?
Darren, why are you running?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I feel I have to.
That's a great question. I don't know. Why am I running?
I'm running because I need to try and compete with Craig, your counterpart, and he's just far too good at this stuff, and he's going to take about 20 minutes off our times, so I'm sure he is.
He has been whinging all week that he hasn't done training, he's not going to do very well.
He's such a girl's blouse. It's unbelievable.
He says he's slowing down, but I've told him it's age. It's nothing to do with fitness.
Definitely age. And the fact that he's not filing his nails as much these days, so there's less resistance.
True. If you want to come down and have a look at Taunton 10K using the usual route in and around Blackbrook, of course, come down and support the race. And you can come down and see the people cross the finish line, can't they, Darren?
Yes, and good luck if you're taking part.
Indeed. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason in for the World Tour Taunton. Not with Craig, but he is here. And we're in a very busy Blackbrook Leisure Centre because loads of people are getting their race numbers. And I'm also joined with Nadine. Nadine, what's going on today? Why are you running?
I'm not sure.
That's a question and an answer I've been given quite a lot, that people aren't sure why they're running. You obviously enjoy running.
I do enjoy running. Yeah, obviously I'm here to do the 10K today.
And may I ask where you normally work? Where's your hangout? Is it sporting?
No, I'm part of Perry & Prowse, Saab Garage near Morrison's.
Right, okay. And now, is there many of your team here? Are you running as part of work?
No, I'm here with Running Forever Running Club. There's quite a few of us here today. And also, other friends and family running too.
Now, I hear you kind of are a running partner of Darren.
I hope so, although I might be chasing his tail.
No, the other way around.
Darren's been telling me how he's been preparing for the race. What was your preparations last night?
I went to a wedding.
It's not just me that was on the wine last night.
No, I was driving.
Okay, so you might need to guide Darren around when he gets a bit lost, maybe.
I'm sure there were some jelly babies en route.
Now, what sort of time are you looking for today?
I'd like about 51.
That's good, because you might be back before we go off air at 12 noon, because we're only here until 12 noon. Darren's looking, it looks like he's going to come in while the news is playing. So hopefully, come back as quick as you can.
I will do, I'll try.
Craig, joining me, of course. What's your time? What are you looking for?
Well, I'm hoping to be in the kind of 40 to 50 minute mark. But to be honest, I went out for a training run. Last week, and I was 52, so I might be coming in with Nadine. So
that's fine. If you can make it back before the news, that would be great as well, if you could.
Yeah, I'll certainly try my hardest.
What preparation have you been doing?
Not a lot, really, to be honest. I normally like to train 2 or 3 times a week. I like to mix up with some swimming and some cycling, but time hasn't really allowed for me to do that for the last few months.
You had a bit of preparation yesterday, running around with the scouts at Hewish Woods for their big birthday bash. That kept you a little bit fit.
Yeah, it did.
Well, best of luck, Craig, and hopefully you'll make it over the finish line before we go to the news at 12 noon.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
Okay, so the runners have left on the Taunton 10K. The fastest will be back in about half an hour's time. In the meanwhile, let's catch up with what happened at 11 o'clock while the news was on for the start of the Taunton 10K.
So with the time coming
so
up
we're here at the start of the Taunton
the
10K at 11
10,
o'clock, and the race
9,
begins.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good luck, everyone.
So there you go, that is the start of the Taunton 10K, sponsored by DLO, and we'll see the fastest runner back in just over 30 minutes time. Catch up more from the Taunton 10K very shortly. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM at the finish of the 10K, and first man back, Pete, how was that?
Not too bad. I was pleased. I went off from the gun, stayed ahead, kept ahead, kept looking behind me, even no one kind of passed me, so I just kept on going and kept a good pace going right to the end.
What was the weather like? Is it the kind of conditions you're looking for today?
Well, it's pretty good. A little slight wind, but not too bad. Dry, not too hot, you know, so it was good conditions to run in today.
And Pete, where are you from?
From Torbay, Torbay AC.
Brilliant. So quite a way to come down for a 10K.
I've come up this from probably the last 10 or 15 years.
Brilliant.
And I've been always in the top five, top 10. But to win it first time at 52 is not bad.
That's brilliant. Well done and congratulations.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Okay, so the winner of the 10K, first man back, just over 30 minutes. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Jason for the World Tour Taunton. A special one this weekend on a Sunday. We are, of course, at the Taunton 10K at the finish line now. The event sponsored by DLO. Just waiting for the Tone FM crew members to make it back. That is none other than Darren Daly, of course, from Drive, and Craig Stone, my partner in crime on a normal World Tour Taunton on a Saturday. Both looking for those to cross the line. They may actually come back while we're in the news and off air from the event, but never mind, we'll catch up with them if we can. If you love the 60s, then we've got a great show coming up for you next. We've got Frank in the studio with I Love the 60s. He'll be taking you right the way through the afternoon until 2 o'clock. And actually, hold your horses, there is Craig Stone himself. Let's see if I can catch up with him. He's just going to collect his medal, stopping his watch. Let's see if we can have a chat with him. Craig. You made it just before the news. I'm so pleased. And the rain, should I say.
I'm absolutely shattered. You've timed this well. My legs are burning. I've got blisters. I'm extremely hot and probably dehydrated.
Sounds like a good day out. Craig, how was the run, apart from all those symptoms you now got?
Really, really good, actually.
Loads of support?
Tell, yeah, quite a lot of support in certain places. But I just wanted to say, actually, the weather actually proved in runners' favours, if that makes sense.
I know. The winner said exactly the same. It's the right conditions for the run. Yeah. It is beginning to rain now, but congratulations. Still waiting for Darren to make it over the line from Drive Time. Pleased you beat him?
Oh, always pleased to beat Darren, yeah. I can be smug about it.
You can be. Thank you very much to the Taunton 10K team for allowing us to broadcast at their event. And congratulations to all the runners today. Whatever time you did, I hope it was your personal best. And we'll catch up with you from a very windy Blackbrook Pavilion Sports Centre very, very soon. Okay, Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. Darren has made it through the finish. How was it, Darren?
It was all right, actually. It was a bit hot. It was hotter than I'd liked it to have been. It's just started to pour down now, which is would have been ideal if that was halfway around the route, but I got under my time, so that was good.
Yeah, so Taunton 10K, fairly dry, but...
Great medals, by the way.
Yeah, you like your medal. Just to be clear, you are a bit bizarre. You like running in the pouring rain, don't you?
I love it, yeah. Much prefer running in the rain in the elements.
I don't like doing interviews in the rain, but anyway. Craig, how was your run? We caught up with you a little bit earlier.
Yeah, it's great. All recovered now, but I just want to say, if Darren thought today was hot, he should have ran it for the last 5-7 years, because every day, every race over the last several years have been an absolute scorcher. Yeah. You'd come back sunburned.
Yeah.
So today's been actually really, really pleasant.
Well, something to look forward to for next year then.
Was there lots of support out there?
There was actually, yeah. And it was nice to... what I like about when you're doing these runs is that there's a bit of support that rocks in when you least expect it. And it's amazing how somebody standing there on the side of the road that you don't know, cheering you on or giving you jelly babies. When we got to Hayden House, there's a woman there with... a load of sweets, so I grabbed a handful of those.
Sounds like my kind of race. Yeah. I might take up running. How is Nadine, your running partner? We've lost her now at the finish.
Well, she was fine. She came in. I came in a little. I sort of sprinted a bit towards the end, but she did say to me, "Go ahead and do your thing." You know, that's what runners do, isn't it? So
And I was dropping back and staying with her and stuff. And she said, go. And I wasn't going to argue with her.
Did you have somebody, you know, in sight that you were trying to kind of, like, catch her?
There was a guy who had tracksuit bottoms on. And I ran past him thinking, my God, mate, you must be really hot. And then he came and overtook me just along Brackett Way. And in the last section, I was catching up with him. So I paced him across the line. So there was a little bit of competition going on there.
So, Darren, why should people do the 10K next year?
Why? Because it's a good little event to get involved in. Obviously, it raises money for local charities and organisations, which is great. But I think it's just the fun side of it, Craig, isn't it? Where everybody just gets on, teams up together, and just... I think it's the camaraderie as well. And it's the beauty of a 10K is it's doable for just about everybody. You know, a marathon will frighten a lot of people off.
Yeah, well, you're right. I've never done a marathon. No. People see me as a runner. I'm a member of a running group. I've never done a full marathon. It is something that I aspire to do by the time I'm 40.
Yeah.
But I've got a few more years in me to do that.
Well, congratulations to everyone that took part in the Taunton 10K. Whether it was your personal best or, in fact, you won the race, well done. It's Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
That was my boss. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM presents the World Tour of Taunton.